Happy Friday.
Oh, that deserves a little cowbell. Hey. It is Friday. I'm excited. It is Friday. My kids are excited, too, because they don't have school today. So
really?
It's a big day.
What gives?
Do they? Yeah.
Well,
why?
Because they're in the Del Valle School District, and Del Valle schools are closed because this would be typically F1 weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the Friday of F1 weekend, the Del Valle School District is a holiday.
That's awesome, that's bro. Cool.
Because of Circuit of the Americas.
That's so cool.
I feel like they're too young to be excited not to go to school. Like, don't they love school right now?
No, they don't. It's weird. Oh. Like, even... my son was like, I don't really like school. So let me tell you what it is. So they are, you'll appreciate this, Alex. They are in dual language. Mm-hmm. And my son is like, I imagine like most kids, if you struggle with something, you get frustrated. I was like that as well. If I don't know something, or if I can't figure something out, or if I'm struggling with something, if I'm not able to excel at something, I get really frustrated with it. And he's like, all they do is they make us write all the time, and I don't understand Spanish. She won't, because they don't speak English in Spanish class. It's only Spanish. And it has him so confused and writing and everything. It's just a learning curve, obviously. Right. He's going to get to the point where he's going to get over the hump, but he's super frustrated in it right now. But I'm so excited because, I mean, that's one thing I wish I would have done is learned a second language. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so proud that my kids will have that gift.
This is the way they'll learn it. Just throw them in the fire.
Absolutely. Throw them in there.
I mean, at the end of the year, dude, I mean, your kid's going to be speaking Spanish, or at least know it and not be frustrated.
Bro.
It's funny because I
if they do it right, if they do it right, our kids are going to roll circles on us because they can talk all this smack behind our backs and we'll have no idea what they're saying.
Well, I know Spanish, so they ain't going to fool anything.
Well,
on
not
me.
Not you. Not, I'm talking about in our family.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's so funny, man. I remember as a kid not wanting to go to school. Also, I wanted to stay like in my pajamas and just chill and whatever. Like, I hated getting out of bed. I think the only person I know that ever wanted to go to school and
Sarah
enjoyed
Osbourne?
It. Yep,
me. All the time. Oh, I was so sad at holidays because I was like, what? I don't get to go to school tomorrow?
You were sad?
Yes. Sarah's that girl that looks forward to going to school every day. Wait. She's this girl. The one that is excited to sit at the front of the class so she can raise her hand and answer all the questions.
Well, I wasn't that person always.
Oh,
but,
I don't know, Sarah. Hey, I got a question about 19th century pyramids or whatever. Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty good with pyramids.
I don't know, bro. You got me thinking about switching my kids to Del Valle ISD to get that F1 day weekend off. You know what I'm saying? When it comes back next year.
Hey, normally, you know, this is kind of weird. Today is National TV Talk Show Host Day.
Yeah.
And I would say about 88% of us would probably say our favorite national TV talk show host would be Ellen DeGeneres. I wonder if that has changed
over the course
of last year. So what would you say now? Would you still say Ellen's your favorite TV talk show host?
Maybe like, one of like maybe just still Oprah or like Jimmy
Oprah's
Fallon,
not even
or
she's not a talk show host.
Maybe like
maybe Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, or Jimmy Kimmel,
or James Corden.
Yeah, that'd be good. What about Kelly Clarkson? Everybody loves her.
Oh, let's go with Kelly Clarkson. I'm gonna go with her name in the hat.
I'm gonna go with Seth Meyers. No one ever talks about him anymore.
Seth Meyers is great.
He is funny.
You know, I'm gonna go with James Corden. That's my favorite.
There you go.
And Sarah says Kelly Clarkson, and Alex says Seth Meyers.
Who is always rumored to be the next, like, taking over Ellen's gig. Remember when all that heat was going down there saying that James was being groomed to be slid into that slot?
He's just so likable.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was reading a lot of stuff of people saying kind of the same stuff about Ellen, too, and I didn't want to believe it because, you know, he's cute, English accent. Chubby. Yeah. We all love cute, chubby English people.
So are you saying all I need to do is change my voice up a little bit and everybody will like me?
Yes.
All right, good. We're going to play our favorite game called Think Fast. It's fun for you to play along with it. It's only 3 minutes away on Mix 94.7.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said Think Fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Hey, thank you so much. How's everybody doing this morning? morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey. Everybody gets so excited whenever we play this game. I love it. I'm so glad we started this. Think Fast. Sarah always takes a little while to get going. She's like Grandpa's car. But, you know, it's kind of like, boom. But then finally, you know, it's smooth sailing the rest of the way. So we'll see if she is able to repeat as winner or if Alex is going to come in his BMX.
I love that I'm like the hot, exotic Italian car that comes like a bat out of hell and crashes into a wall. after.
All right, here we go. The first of five is going to win in the game called Think Fast. Let's play. Here we go. Other than CNN, name a cable network starting with C.
CMT.
Yeah. Well, no.
The country music television?
Cinemax.
Wait, CMT, bro.
Yeah, but I was thinking CMT is no longer CMT.
It's CMT, dude.
Are you sure it's still around?
They just had the CMT Music Awards. Or CMA.
No,
wait,
that was
is it CMA? Oh.
I don't think CMT is still around.
CMT is around, bro.
Cinemax.
Sarah, you're not helping. We're not moving on. Yes, they just had the CMT Awards,
No, that
dude.
Was the CMA Awards.
It was the CMT Awards because I remember the beef that Noah Cyrus was getting for her outfit.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, yeah, you're right. It shows you how much I watch the CMT Network.
Look, I didn't watch it, but I saw the pictures of Noah Cyrus.
Here's Sarah 3 minutes later. Cinema! All right, I'll give Alex
one. Just in case.
Just in case.
Sarah, zero.
Just in case.
Name something you'd see at a vegetarian restaurant starting with M.
Mud, mold, mug beans,
dude,
mini carrots,
marmalade.
I mean, mung beans might be a thing.
No,
hang on, mixed vegetables.
That's not a thing, Sarah.
Menus.
Yeah.
As much as I want to hate.
You know, I was on the fence about mixed vegetables, although you would probably see that at a vegetarian restaurant.
That's true. But menus,
but menus
I can't
for
argue.
Sure.
By the way, the mung beans, those are those things,
Sarah,
when you go to a pho restaurant they're those white things that everybody puts on top of the pho. So 100% they would have that at a vegetarian restaurant.
What white
you don't know what pho
is?
They
put radishes on it.
No, it's the mung beans, those little white long things that you put on top of your pho.
Oh, that's what those are called. Oh, so she would have got it, dude.
We have spent way too much time talking about mung beans.
Well, I learned something.
I've always wondered what that was called.
Well, how about this one, guys?
Don't buy them at the grocery store, Sarah. Alex. They last a day, and then they get, like,
we're
wet.
Losing people left and right now.
They're off the...
Half our audience is gone.
They're going to buy mung beans.
How about mushroom?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Name a city.
I consider that a fungus.
Well, I'm a fungi.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Name a city in China starting with S.
Singapore.
Yep. Singapore.
Nope. Sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, wait. That's not in China?
It is not.
Shanghai.
Shanghai is.
Saigon?
What?
Is in China.
What?
Wow.
There you go.
Look at me.
Wow.
Traveler.
Singapore in China.
Singapore is not in China.
It is not, definitely. No. Name something you might see at the World Series, Alex, starting with B.
Baseball.
There you
go. Why? Wait, hold up. Why'd you say his name?
Well, because he's a Dodgers fan.
Yeah, bro. I'm the only one in America watching this series.
No, you're not. My best friend has watched every single game.
Is she from LA?
She's in LA,
Sarah. Yeah. But no one in Tampa is watching.
By the way, to Alex's point, I saw that it's the lowest rated World Series maybe ever.
Awful. I wish it was the Astros.
Other than Dazed and Confused, name a D movie starring Matthew McConaughey.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
What?
Good job.
What?
Boy, Alex is killing it right now.
Here's this red Ferrari about to hit a wall.
4-1. This is about the time that Sarah starts creeping back in Grandpa's car. All right.
It's like I'm the Dallas Cowboys. I always wait till
Sarah.
The fourth quarter.
No, you're not like the Dallas Cowboys, Sarah, because you usually win in the end. All right, here we go.
I'm like the Longhorns.
Think fast. Name a former SNL cast member whose name starts with H.
I'm trying to even think of a name that starts with an H. Heather.
Boy, you're not going to think of this. At least the person I was thinking of.
Oh, Horatio Sands.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yep. All right.
How
the score
did you
is
pull that?
Alex 4, Sarah 2. Name an Italian dish starting with L.
Lasagna.
Yep. Alex Franco. Oh.
What?
Wow. I even made what? Lasagna. Just I made what? Lasagna this week.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that's
oh.
it.
Is that it?
Were you
what?
Waiting for something? Sarah. Were you letting me just
well,
have
I was,
it?
I was waiting for a celebration.
Sarah's still trying oh. to figure out what to put on top of her pho. Wow.
Mung
beans.
Oh, yeah, mung beans. That's right.
What?
Congratulations, Alex Franco.
Hey. Good job.
Oh, thank you. What a good sport.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
For the most part, things were pretty civil compared to the first debate, which was basically a UFC fight on meth. Yeah, it was a lot nicer. If the first debate was sponsored by Red Bull, this one was sponsored by NyQuil.
More so than ever, I think we all agree that AI is crazy. Big Brother is watching. You could say just randomly, off the cuff, man, I'm craving Oreos. And the next thing you know, every time you hop on a social media, all you see are ads for Oreos.
Okay, this is why it is the most annoying. So my husband's birthday is coming up, and I've been searching on my phone for different gifts for him.
Mm.
One of those things was like a whiskey ice maker. Like, I don't want one, just in case anybody knows where these exist. I don't want just the mold that you pour the water into and it makes a circle. Like, is there a counter machine, a machine on a counter that will make the actual like blocks of ice that you see at the fancy restaurants? So I've been Googling that.
If you want, my boy Christoph could make some for you, by the way.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, have him make some. Ship him on over.
He is pretty good at the ice pick, yes.
Yeah, no, where does he live again?
Where are they from again?
Arendelle.
I don't know. Arendelle. Maybe Spirit has good deals right now.
Sarah had to ask the two grown-ass men.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my husband the other night was like, hey, I see you've been looking up whiskey ice makers. And I'm like,
what?
Are you flipping kidding me? Because now his phone is inundated because we're on the same plan with whiskey ice makers. So now I can't even shop.
I don't even understand how what you're searching comes up on his phone. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, for example, I was looking up comfortable pajamas.
Okay.
And I started looking up. It wasn't like lingerie. It was like comfortable pajamas. Because then I started freaking out because the whole family is on the cell phone plan. And I was like, oh, what if
it's
the
on? The, you're on the same plan.
We're on the same
your
plan.
Carrier. Okay, that should
so
make
carrier.
No difference whatsoever.
So
that's weird.
I was looking up this fancy like online brand of sleeping clothes. And my husband is like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, well, those are clothes that I was looking up. And they
wait,
popped up on his phone.
Where, like, how did it pop up? Like, is an ad on
in
Instagram?
Facebook.
Oh,
on
Facebook. Okay.
Like,
now, do you share the
Facebook.
Same Facebook account?
No.
That's weird that it's popping
God,
up
no,
like
we're
that.
Not 80.
That's funny.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why? Because I don't get... Well, maybe I do. Maybe that's what these weird ads are.
I mean,
for what my wife is searching. But how did you make that correlation between, I mean,
wow.
he's a whiskey guy.
Here's
so why didn't he just think that, oh, look, we know you like whiskey.
Right.
Here are some ice machines.
Well, I can tell you with the sleeping gear, it was a lot of ladies and it's just showing like, you know, their butt and their boobs. So it was like we're sitting next to each other. And I think he wanted to be like, whoa, why is this popping up?
Oh,
on
he's
my
making
phone?
A big deal about it because he didn't want you to think that he was looking.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was
that's
like,
have naked ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. That's what I was looking up.
Wow.
Why is it on your phone?
Oh,
and then the other
that's,
day.
Okay. Right.
Then
right.
he was like, why are all these whiskey ice cubes so showing
funny.
Up on
yeah.
my feed?
Dude, I mean, honestly, like it makes no sense. Like Booker was saying, but anything is possible. Like, for instance, Booker was talking about one day in the studio about the community that he's moving to.
Yeah.
I've never looked it up in my life. And
oh, really?
I swear I went to my Yahoo or something or whatever, Gmail,
uh-huh.
and on the ad was the community that he was moving to. Like,
really?
In the same day. And I was like, wow, bro.
So crazy.
Someone, something is listening.
So here's my question. If you go into the private mode on your phone, which
yeah.
I feel is just when people want to like look up
porn.
Dirty things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. if I go into private mode and look for his gifts,
yes,
do you think it'll show up on his phone as well?
It no. better not.
No. And I don't understand. Yeah, yeah, damn right
oh,
about
we're
that.
We're all in trouble.
If you're looking for something fun to watch this weekend, we've got not one, not two, not even four, but three things that you could check out that we think you really enjoy. It's coming up on What's Trending, and it's next on Mix 94.7.
Here's What's Trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, there are actually some really exciting things to look forward to this weekend if you want to just sit at home and watch. Borat is back. Borat 2. Actually, it's called Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
That's a title, man.
It is. And by the way, everything that I have heard, I tried watching the premiere last night, but the debate and everything, and next thing you know, it was really late. So I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I am going to host a screening tonight at Starlight Drive-In in the Miller area, and we're also doing a $1,000 Borat costume contest. I mean, hello?
How are you going to do it? Social distance, of course.
Of course.
Like, people actually show up? It's an actual event?
It's an actual event. You drive in, you know, everybody is socially distanced.
Uh-huh.
But we're still looking for you to show off your Borat costume. I actually got a Borat mask.
You did?
Yes.
Does it look like Borat?
Yes.
Because sometimes those masks, like, you're like, oh my God, they're creepy.
Oh no, it's so good.
Is there a place people enter? Like, who's giving away the $1,000?
The movie studio. It's $1,000 Amazon gift card. So it's pretty cool. Just text Borat to 51993 to find out more information. But the movie is getting great reviews. And it's got a very impressive 85% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
By the way, you probably heard that there's a little bit of drama with Rudy Giuliani. I don't know yet because I haven't seen the movie. I will watch it tonight. But there is a scene where he allegedly gets caught with his pants down.
I went to an interview. Seemed like a legitimate interview. I did the interview with a young woman who was new to interviewing, and I was being kind to her. And then I had to leave, and I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. And I had to take off the electronic equipment. And when the electronic equipment came off, some of it was in the back, and my shirt came a little out. I leaned back, and I tucked my shirt in. And at that point, when I get up, she says something about, do I want a massage? I realize now that this is a setup, and I call my security guy, Brian, who's right outside. I said, Brian, come in here, and then all of a sudden, crazy Sacha Baron Cohen runs in with a cape on and he's yelling and screaming all kinds of stupid stuff. Very calmly say, Brian, call the police. Police come. Sacha Baron Cohen is running away, I think with his underwear on and a cape on his back. So now, if I was doing anything wrong, I would not call the police. And if he was doing anything right, he wouldn't have run away.
That right there was all I needed to watch the movie. But if you prefer to build a snowman, this is exciting. Today on Disney Plus, a short film, Once Upon a Snowman, which is about Olaf the Snowman from the Frozen movies, is
nice.
Available. And on SNL tomorrow night, Adele will be hosting, which is very exciting. She said this is the first time that she's ever hosted anything. She wants to, in this crazy year, get out of her bubble and do something uncomfortable.
Hmm. So what's the purple pumpkin trend about for Halloween? Now, in years past, you guys have seen teal pumpkins, which I thought a teal pumpkin in front of a house was like a swinger household for like Halloween. Because we heard back in the day, like teal doors, teal rocks, that means that the house is rocking. Come on in if you're into
I've
that
never
stuff.
Never heard that.
Yeah, well, I saw these like teal pumpkins at Target. I'm like, oh, dang, Target down with swingers, and that was not the case. That was the highlight that a child who lives there has allergies. I'm like, oh, dang.
Oh.
So don't be like me. Know exactly what the purple pumpkin means this year. This is a trend, y'all. This means that the house has been practicing all of the health guidelines when it comes to COVID-19, meaning that, you know, there's going to be trick-or-treaters still. We hope you do it safely, but they have candy that's factory sealed, and they're like doing it like super legit, like, you know, those like tubes or those chutes that people are making online that we saw go viral, like to distribute candy 6 feet apart, stuff like that. You'll see a purple pumpkin, you know it's safe to go get it. The Franco household, by the way, my household, we are doing a Halloween egg hunt for neighbors to come by. So we'll be setting out glow in the dark eggs and letting kids come by, and they can go one at a time and grab a little goodie bag.
That's a good idea.
The Zilker holiday tree is going to be virtual this year.
The tree itself is going to be, what are you talking
about?
The
lighting. This year, the lighting ceremony is going to be virtual.
Got it.
The very first time ever, Sunday, November 26th at 6. It'll be streamed on ATXN Channel 6. Don't know what that is, in several City of Austin pages. And then it will be continued to be lit every night through January 1st.
Which is ironic because Alex vows to be lit every night as well.
That's right. Yeah. Through January 1st from 6 to midnight. Now, if you've never seen the Zilker tree, it's not an actual tree. It's actually a moon tower that has lights stringing down from it. It's actually a moonlight tower, if you want to be correct. But everybody calls them a moon tower here in Austin.
For more on those stories, text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7. And you can listen at home, too, in your smart speakers and through your mobile phone on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
NASA's made an exciting new discovery about the moon. There is a huge announcement coming from NASA, but we have to wait until Monday.
NASA, you know I love you, but come on, we're living through a pandemic. The last thing we need right now is a cliffhanger about the moon. Just tell us. It's like Dr. Fauci saying, I have some exciting news about the virus that I'll tell you right after the break.
A few days ago, I shared a story about when I was in Las Vegas and I was with my best friend's daughters. He's much older than I
am. Oh, okay.
He had kids really young. I waited a little bit later in life. Anyway, we were at the Cosmo Chandelier Bar, if you're familiar with Las Vegas. And I sat down first, and then these two girls that were scantily clad, because it was Vegas, you know, they were in short dresses and they're both very, very attractive. Uh-huh. And they sat down and, yeah, I mean, I get it. They look like they were, you know, meeting me there, but I was paying them.
Yeah.
So that was like my wow, I'm old moment, where I couldn't just be hanging out with a couple of young, attractive women without people thinking that I had to pay them to hang out with me. So we've all had this happen, I feel, at some point in our lives. You were just having a normal day. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Then suddenly something happened that made you realize for the first time, wow, I'm old. No matter how old you are, I mean, you could be 30 years old. I mean,
right.
the turning 30 for a lot of people is like, oh my God, I'm so old. So I'd love for you to text in your wow, I'm old moments to 51993. People on Reddit are sharing their wow, I'm old moments right now, and I picked out some of the best ones.
Are you going to share your other old moment that happened at Costco?
So I was able to get to Costco earlier than normal. Okay, yeah. Costco is my official go-to place for wine.
Yeah.
And now for a couple of food things. I'm just now discovering how cool Costco really is.
Better late to the party than not getting there, right?
The best.
So I got there around 9:45, I believe. And, of course, I'm in a mask. And I grab my cart. And the guy at the front door is like, good morning, sir. You're over 60, right?
What?
And I'm like, wait, what?
Did you, like, deck him one, dude?
He's like, it's senior hour. I just want to make sure you're over 60. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
now obviously I could have said sure and then walked right on the door because he wasn't going to hold me down.
Right, and when you walk off, he's going to be like, oh man, he ages really well.
But to hell with that, I'm like, no, I'm not, and I will go back in my car and wait for the 15 minutes until I can come back as someone my own age.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Booker, do you think that he was like, you're over 60, right? Wink, wink. Like, just, you know, hey, if somebody tries to come early, just like let them know in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he would have let you in if you had just said, yeah, I'm 61. In dog years.
That would have been funny.
Oh, man. I would like to think that that was the case, but it sure didn't sound. It was more like, hey, you're over 60, right?
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Do you want me to get you a cane for your birthday?
Ooh.
No, thank you. All
That's
right.
Funny. Oh, my God. I remember when I had that moment of when I was old, when I was able to rent a car for the first time. Bro, you know you can't rent a car until you're 25, right?
Right.
The first time I had to rent a car was like 26, and like I did all the paperwork, and I'm like, it's that easy? But it was never before because you couldn't do it. You had to have an adult like sign for you.
Right, right.
Oh, That's what made you realize you were old, Alex?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's weird. I realized I was old when I got a hangover from drinking two glasses of wine. That used to be nothing.
That's
back
funny.
In the day.
You, hangover, that is a sure sign that you're getting old. Totally. You know, when you wake up the next morning, even after like a drink or two, and you feel like crap. Whereas before, you could party into the night and not even worry about it. And think about all, when you were younger, all the just horrible, crappy liquor that you would drink, and it was no big deal. Now, if you have a Taka and OJ, you're done for the next day.
Right.
Well, people on Reddit are sharing their wow, I'm old moments right now, and here are some of the best ones. Someone said, when I fell down at work and no one laughed, instead, three people came running over to make sure I was okay.
That is awesome, because it's so true.
Someone else said, I found myself grunting and groaning to bend over to tie my shoes. How about this? When I went to a music festival and slept in a tent after 5 years of not doing so, I needed to get home and take a real shower. So true. When my son could outrun me, that's when I knew, wow, I'm old.
Oh, yeah, man.
And finally, this is a good one. Instead of growing facial hair to look older, I'm shaving it to look younger.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so funny. His current record is 1,505 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Marianne. Marianne lives in Yulin, Texas, and she makes the commute to Austin, where she's a caregiver. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's play. All right, I'm going to leave the room, and Sarah is going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are praying that you win, and when you're done answering the questions, I'll come back, answer the same five. We'll see if you do win, because whoever gets more right is going to do it.
Okay. It's on.
You'll be great. All right, Marianne, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Question number one, what famous Texas actor just released his book, Green Lights?
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Ryan Reynolds is 44 years old today. He, of course, is Deadpool, but he also is another superhero. It's a movie no one really speaks of where he gets a ring that gives him powers. What's the name of that movie?
Green Lantern.
Emilia Clarke is 34 years old today. Of course, she was in Game of Thrones, but she was also in a film where she got to play the character Sarah Connor, who appears in what science fiction films?
Is it The Terminator?
The latest in this series of Borat movies is out today. And what is possibly the most shocking Sacha Baron Cohen moment ever, he pranks the former mayor of New York City and current Trump attorney. What is his name?
Oh, I would have to pass on that one.
And finally, a list of the actors and actresses who spend the most time on screen nude include Matthew McConaughey, 725 seconds. But with 1,103 seconds is the actor who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars prequel trilogy from 1999 to 2005.
Oh, my goodness. The only one that I remember from Star Wars is Harrison Ford. Could that possibly be it?
I'll take it, and we'll let him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey!
Hi! She got three right.
Nice!
Okay.
That's good!
Okay. What famous Texas actor just released his book, Green Lights?
All right. It's Matthew McConaughey.
It's funny, because, like, no one can help themselves.
I know.
When they hear his name. Everybody has to try to do their own impression of him. Why is he not a character on SNL like every week? It's so easy.
He should be.
I mean, seriously.
Why would someone not audition with the role of McConaughey?
And by the way, the thing I love about him, well, I mean, there are many things I love about him, but one thing I just love, you can ask him any question in the world, and he will have an answer for you. It doesn't matter what it is. He will have an answer that sounds like he's been thinking about it for 25 years.
That's great.
Ryan Reynolds is 44 years old today.
Oh, boy.
So he, of course, was Deadpool, but he was in another superhero movie that no one really likes to speak of where he gets a ring that gives him powers.
Oh, phew. That is Green Lantern.
Correct.
You know how I always get the Ryans messed up? Always. I pulled through on this one.
Emilia Clarke is 34 years old today.
Uh-oh.
Of course, we know her from Game of Thrones, but she was also Sarah Connor, the iconic character Sarah Connor, in what science fiction film?
Terminator?
Series? Yep. The latest in the series of Borat movies is out today, and what is possibly the most shocking Sacha Baron Cohen moment ever, he pranks the former mayor of New York City and current Trump attorney. What is his name?
That would be Rudy Giuliani. I am so excited about this film, by the way, y'all. I love it so much. I'm going to be hosting a costume contest for Borat. And if you have a Borat costume lying around, it's worth $1,000 Amazon gift card. It'll be at the Starlight Drive-In in the Miller area tonight. For more info, text Borat to 51993. We'll send it to you.
Sacha Baron Cohen's actually in a movie out right now on Netflix where he's just acting.
Yeah, he's just regular
he's an
dude.
Actor, mm-hmm. And I really want to see that. It's the Chicago 7, I believe.
He's good.
I think that's what it's called. Finally, there's a list of actors and actresses who spend the most screen time nude.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey's on the list with 725 seconds. Also on the list is the actor who plays Obi-Wan in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Who is that?
Oh boy.
He has 1,103 seconds. He spends the most time nude.
The only one I could think of, and I don't know if this is the right one, but the only one I could think of is Ewan McGregor, but I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of him nude. I don't know. Ewan McGregor is my
correct.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is he nude all the time?
1,000 seconds he is.
Oh, wow.
5 out of 5.
Oh, look at that. 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Marianne, thank you so much for playing.
Congratulations, Booker. This is Marianne from Euland, and I cannot beat Booker.
All right. Thank you, Marianne.
Good try.
We all want to know what everybody makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. How about this? Melanie is a lead vet tech at a veterinary hospital. How much money does she make? Well, we're going to ask her some questions, and then we're going to find out when she shares her salary coming up in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden faced off in their second and final debate, moderated by NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker, or just as likely between President Trump and Kristen Welker and moderated by Joe Biden. All right, come on, guys.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Let's do it again. It's time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that James makes $88,000 a year as a custom home builder project manager.
Nice.
On the phone with us now is Melanie, who lives in Fredericksburg.
What's up?
Good morning,
Hi.
Melanie.
Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good. Excited.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you. Melanie is a lead vet tech at a vet hospital. Hmm. All right. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. So here we go. Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions. When you're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. Okay.
Okay.
60 seconds starts right now.
So you're not like the vet. You're the tech. So you're like the person that comes in and like weighs my dog.
Well, yeah, but it's like a nurse for a doctor.
Gotcha.
So,
But you're the head one.
Yes, I manage all the other techs here.
Nice.
You give shots and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Give shots, draw blood, put in catheters, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, so my God.
Would you be like the next? So like if there was like something wrong with the vet, you would be the next to take over, like the vice president kind of thing.
Yeah, I just can't make diagnoses.
Gotcha.
I can do everything else, but I can't tell you what's wrong with your
That's
animal.
Important, man. She's got to get paid for all that responsibility.
I love the vet techs.
Is that training on the job, or do you have to go to school for it?
In Texas, you don't have to be licensed. So I actually learned, I worked my way up. I got in-house training.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Man.
In your opinion, are vets and vet techs grossly underpaid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Which is crazy because going to the vet seems so expensive.
Yeah, and that's where it gets all of us upset. You know, we don't do this for the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
How many animals do you own?
Including her husband?
I don't have a boyfriend just because I have so many animals. I have 2 dogs, a snake, a turtle, and 4 cats.
Wow. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from a vet tech, you know what I'm saying?
Who's your favorite? I mean, you got a favorite, I'm sure.
You know you
Oh, are. Yeah, of course. My first dog, my Labrio. I had her before any of the other ones. That's my girl. That's my ride or die.
Well, Melanie, I can't wait to find out how much money you make as a lead vet tech.
Is your job, like, so much fun because you just get to give pets all day?
Sarah.
It's fun until they die, probably, Sarah.
Oh, that's got to be the worst, huh? When you have to put one down?
Yeah, I mean, there's some days where you probably say goodbye to 5 animals.
Oh, my gosh. They survive. Bringing the moment down.
Yeah, but when you can heal them and bring them back to health, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
All right, well, what do you think Melanie makes for a living? Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex will use one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when Melanie shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Melanie from Fredericksburg. She is a lead vet tech at a vet hospital. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Well, we learned a vet tech is like a nurse is to a doctor, and because she's the lead vet tech, she manages all the other techs at the vet hospital. Oh, we forgot to mention she's at a vet hospital. It's maybe different. Anyway, she does all the things like, you know, take blood and give shots and the catheters. She just can't make a diagnosis. In Texas, you don't have to be licensed. She actually worked her way up and did in-house training. In her opinion, they are grossly underpaid. She does have a lot of pets, 2 dogs, a snake, a turtle, 4 cats, lab. Her Labrio is her favorite because that was her first. She is fun giving lots of pets, but someday she has to say goodbye to 5 animals, but it makes it worth it when they bring them back to health.
It's not like 5 Animal Friday. It's just you can say, like, any given day, it could be up to 5 animals.
Yes.
Right.
We learned so much.
Yeah, we did. All right, here we go. It's time to take our guesses. Alex, as always, we will start with you.
Lisa in Hyde Park sent a text to 51993 saying that, unfortunately, just like teachers, vet techs are very underpaid. She makes about $30,000 a year.
Okay, Sarah Osborne?
I'm going to go 42.
I will go with my gut, and that is $38,500.
Wow, we got it all kind of covered.
$38,000, okay.
Yep. Yes, definitely underpaid. Right,
definitely.
Whatever it is, that number is not high enough.
Seriously.
Melanie. Okay, so here we go. Time for you to share. What is that magic number? How much are you making as a lead vet tech every year?
$24,000.
Oh,
man!
You
deserve so much more.
So underpaid.
I mean, seriously, like, pets are like children. You know what I'm saying to some people? It's like, it just blows me away. Teachers and vets need to make way more money.
That's insane. Because, like, I don't leave the vet without spending like $200.
Well, you know what
it
is? They can get away with paying less because those people do it for the love. You know,
that's true.
For us, like, for instance, well, for Alex, because he's the one that makes all the money. But for us, well, I guess in most occupations, you do it to make money. Whereas, like you said, Alex, school teachers, people who work with animals, they do it for the love and the passion of that.
Yeah.
And it's not about
it's a
the
calling.
Money. Yeah, it's a
Man.
Calling. Oh, that's a great way to say it.
Not about the money. Yeah. But I love what I do.
Melanie, thank you so much for taking care of our animals. We really appreciate it. And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.